All right, we're on the record for some after talk reckoning,
Bryce.
After talk.
After tacos.
Bryce.
The cheesening.
So good. You did so good. You have something. A lot to be proud of. Yes, you saw something that all of us missed.
For Bryce Castillo's.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
It, yeah, so we debuted some new bumpers today on the episode. Here's a fun thing about them. You know, Photoshop, you know, the new Photoshop has the Adobe Firefly stuff in it.
That's
the AI stuff, the image generator.
Yeah. And so much of the actual imagery on this was generated out of that tool, but then animated.
And Firefly, like the new Getty thing, trained on a limited data set.
Right. Yeah. So presumably commercial free, commercial safe. Right. So there was a good bit of that. But the first two, the supply run and the search party one, those ones took longer than the other ones. I don't know the way that they are. And so the last few, the buried treasure and the scanning horizon and chatter are a little simpler. They need some more polish. And I think the scanning the horizon one is more of a placeholder than anything.
The important part is that you tapped into something that I did not realize that we needed. Cause we've been talking about this new campaign and I just kept thinking too dark. We want a positive thing.
Yeah. We even got that note a couple of times that from the listeners of like, is this going to be too dark?
Congrats. It's not. It's hilarious and fun.
Not just the art, but the sound design.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was.
It's joyful. It's joyful in a way that contrasts with the, you know, the meta or whatever.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. If you're not already, check us out on YouTube. We have the video versions of these available. And I'll keep polishing them up. We'll keep, you know, plussing them up a little bit more. Fish. I'd like to do we still got to do a new intro. I'd like to do an outro specifically for the show. So that's not just the intro again. But yeah, I'm glad that these came out well. And I'm glad they were funny. That was the one thing I was worried about was if they wouldn't land. I was like, oh, he's doing the Where's the Beef.
When you sent the Dropbox and I listened to him, I liked them.
Yeah.
But I like them even more in context. Like that's the best part is that like they're good, but they shine when they're surrounded by the rest of the show.
I mean, they're so silly and over the top and comical and colorful. That's the part where audio listeners, they're so colorful. I love it.
Oh, well and that was a big thing.
Dick Tracy. It's like, I'm murdering people with a Tommy gun, but also I look ridiculous.
and that was another thing of like working through colors and trying to keep consistency, you know, with the specific shade of red that we use and the kind of slightly green yellow and trying to keep all that stuff feeling consistent as well.
And all of this after such a long night.
Oh my God. Okay. So last night, it's September 25th.
Did you put some records on?
So the other day, about 3 or 4 days ago, I got a DM from the Ben Franklin, one of our fans, our listeners. He's in Austin. And he was like, hey, I think I'm going to have some tickets to the soccer game. Do you want to go?
Nice.
I'm down. I'll go to the soccer game.
Why not?
It's been a minute. Hadn't been in the game in a while.
Were you there last night?
And so at the Q2 Arena last night, when a very heavy rainstorm and then thunderstorm and then hailstorm reached the arena.
Baseball sized. Hey, look, it's national news.
I have video and clips that I'll show on Great Night tomorrow, but it was supposed to kick off at 8:30 at around 8:30. We left at 9, probably around 9:30 when they said, yeah, it's 9:15 and it might be another half hour. To hear.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say like 9 a.m. or something.
Oh,
long.
Well, no, no. Well, so we left just as, you know, attendees because it was late. He had a thing in the morning and we just wanted to get out. But apparently it sounded like they didn't even start that game until 10:30 or 11.
Wow.
And then got wrapped up after midnight and then they tied. Ugh.
That was some of the national headline news was video from that arena.
Yeah, it was great because it's covered except for the pitch. The pitch is not covered at all.
Mm-hmm. Babies.
And so they had to do this like this kind of really long thing at the beginning of like, hey everybody, there's gonna be a storm. Try to get away from the rain. Don't
please
block the aisle.
Shelter.
Yeah. And boy, it came down.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see because they have all the harsh soccer lights on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
And also you're in a giant toilet bowl that just swirls around with rain and fist-sized ice.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then seeing the hail land on the field.
Right.
Was
looks like baseballs landing on the field.
Yeah, that and trash. Yeah. A couple of people. We got a couple of runners. There were a couple of runners who.
Any streakers?
No streakers. It was cold. It got cold. That was the thing. You know, hey, the rain. It got cold. Hey, do you remember Austin? Be cold.
Can't be cold in September in Austin.
I know.
That's amazing that you were there. It's kind of a like a historic moment. That you witnessed in Austin weather, but you said you left around 9:30.
I think so. 9:30, 9:45, maybe.
What made the night longer? Was that just enough to be like, well, it took us a long time to get home because of the weather and all that?
No, I mean 9:30 is that's pretty late in my book.
Well, and
I mean it is for me too, but I'm 53. So,
well, part of it was that we had already been sitting around for an hour and a half just waiting for the thing to start. And we didn't know when it would start. And I knew Ben Franklin he was doing something early today, so he couldn't stay out super late.
I just didn't know if there was more to the story, if like it like got longer after that. That's enough. I'm not trying to push it. I'm just curious.
The one weird thing is because at that arena, there's no good parking near there. Like what everyone does is they go to they park at the Domain, the high-end shopping mall, like 3 blocks down, and then they just walk over to the arena. That sucks when it's raining. That sucks when it's thunderstorming. Yeah. And Ben Franklin was going to get a lift to go home because I think he just took a lift in. But then apparently they don't let you call lifts to the arena during when a game should be on. Like they only let you order lifts or cars to the arena when the game should be done.
This sounds horrible.
It's so bad. Like,
you can't park by the arena. Also, you can't call a lift to the arena during the game. You're a prisoner there. You cannot leave.
Right.
Like
a prisoner of the pitch. The Bryce
that
Castillo
make
story.
Any sense at all. Yeah.
Last thing. Okay, this is a good fit. This might be a cherry on the top. So it was raining pretty heavily. It's a semi-outdoor arena and all. And as I get up to the concourse and figuring out what I'm going to do next, I realized, they've closed off some of the stores. Makes sense. You know, like, hey.
Sure.
Whatever. But then I look at this one here, and this was an autonomous store. This like I you scan your credit card and then it does the Amazon.
Oh yeah, like the camera just walk out thing.
Robots.
Yeah.
And I saw that was almost entirely closed, but not completely closed because they had dozens of people just standing around in there with the door mostly closed, just trying to avoid the rain.
Wow. That's odd too.
It also does look like a frame shot where it's like you're about to run up and then like parkour slide your way underneath there.
It's the Indiana Jones door.
Yeah.
A little rainstorm for you. A little Raymond.
Okay, I know we're about to wrap up.
Do you want to talk about Fiona and Cake?
Yeah, I was about to say, do you want me to spoil the first, like, I don't know, 4 minutes of this excellent, excellent show that I'm now in love with?
Yes. We won't do anything after that, so.
Okay, great.
Okay, yeah, so spoiler alert, if you don't want to hear about Fiona and Cake.
You guys have seen a few of those Adventure Time episodes, right?
Yeah.
And all you need to know is that Fiona and Cake is the Ice King's fan fiction of Finn and Jake.
And it's all gender bent.
It's all gender swapped, right? And then instead of being a dog, it's a cat. Instead of a boy, it's a girl. And the whole thing, opening scene, super duper hilariously over the top. Things are happening, references are made that all make sense if you've ever seen any of those. Uh-huh. And then the Ice King shows up as the Ice Prince, who's massive and awesome, and his hair's flowing, and he saves the day. And Fiona's like, oh my God, Ice Prince, you're the best. And then the Ice Prince says, and it's like, what? Smash cut to the woman, Fiona, waking up in her language, shitty apartment with her actual cat, Cake. And it's her sad life in the city.
What?
As a 20-something working, and she gets fired. Mm-hmm. And her clothes are ruined and other things happen. Twist, that's all the show is.
Whole episode or the whole series?
The whole series.
Okay, wow.
Because everything else happens. Whatever else happens, I assume happens in dreams, but it is ground. Like she goes to her job as a tour guide on a bus and says all of the crappy things that you have to say as a tour guide on a bus. And then that's just what it is. And there's a bunch of references from what I understand. It's like, oh, that's a gender swap, this person or that person or whatever. But it's all concrete and grounded. And it's very, very good.
Do you ever go back to Fiona and Cake?
What's that?
Does she ever go to sleep and you go back to Fiona and Cake? Or
I don't know. I've only seen the first episode, but the first episode really, really impressed me. It was really delightful. That's all I'll say.
Okay. There you go. That's on Max at the moment. Fiona and Cake Adventure Time.
Max.
Well, outside of me failing to watch the one thing I was told to watch, I thought that was a pretty good start to the next chapter.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian. I didn't watch the episode.
So when Tom was like, how did that end?
I got like the first 10 minutes of it, and then I didn't have enough time to get it. I'm so sorry.
You two are the worst. I can't believe either one of you.
I'm sorry, Tom.
So, look, we worked really hard. Tom, we worked so hard on all the other parts.
We're watching all of What We Do in the Shadows. And if you have time, fit in Redemption and Blood Part 3.
Oh my God. I had body cam videos. I don't want. I'm sorry.
Hey, patrons will do better. We promise. We worked really hard though.
This is a secret, patrons. Do not tell the rest of
the anybody else. Don't tell the normies. No. Patrons, don't tell the normies.
No.
But I convinced you. I was convinced.
Oh, no, I believed you. I was confused why you were so evasive.
I was glad I had the computer bit. I was glad I noticed the computer bit at the beginning. Bye. Goodbye.
We'll be better. We'll be better. We'll do better.
Get out of here.
The reckoning's come for us, Brian. It's come for us.
We're going through the reckoning.